All right, hey guys, welcome back to Drinks First. We had a nice little holiday hiatus and got a really good feedback from the last episode. So if you haven't listened to episode 10 already, go ahead and do that. This is the podcast where I interview New York City's kind of eligible and you have a chance to match with them. And you can listen to all of that information at the end of the podcast. But today I have literally my oldest friend ever.
Oh, true. Like from the womb.
From the womb. Like we say from the womb, but it actually was from the womb. We've known each other for all 23 years of our lives.
True.
And we're still friends, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
We really know each other's love lives, don't we?
We know everything.
We know everything. Every facet of life.
Yeah, truly. But I'm going to let her introduce herself. You could just tell us, like, where you're from, what you're doing now, even where you went to school.
So I'm from New York City, grew up on the Upper East Side. I currently work in a documentary organization part-time. And I went to school at Barnard College, also in New York City. So have been here for a decent amount now.
True. You did do a brief stint in boarding school.
Yes, I did go to boarding school for a bit. So I got away for 4 years. And then I went to Brandeis for a year and then, yeah, figured my life out and then went to Barnard. So yeah, it's all been good.
And okay, so you're working at a documentary film place now. Is that kind of like what you're into?
Yes, it's an interest. What I'm doing now is not much of an interest in that it's like a broadcast company. Like we do public broadcasting and my job is social media. And like think of who watches public broadcasting. And so like those are the people I'm talking to on Facebook. Obviously Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So like Norma's like your number one fan. And I'm just like, this is not really what I want to be doing.
Talking to Norma
on Facebook. not what I signed up for. But I mean, the content itself is really interesting and cool. So that's been nice to be around.
Cool. And you've been in New York for a while, obviously, especially like college and whatnot. Do you have any recs, like favorite restaurants? Like, where are you going out right now?
Well, so I currently live on the Lower East Side, not with my parents anymore. Yeah, they didn't want me to live with them, crazy.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so on the Lower East Side. And honestly, I don't really go out there that often, even though I know there are tons of places.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to Los Feliz, like, once. It was okay. But, sorry.
I agree, but...
I was a little underwhelmed. Most places I go out, like, I go to House of Yes probably almost every week.
That's true. You are there all the time.
Which is hysterical. I mean, Thursdays are free, so that's great.
I know.
And all my friends are gay, so they just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, I go to a lot of gay places because all my friends are gay men, so...
Yeah.
I've been to The Cock.
Wait, explain to our listeners who don't know what The Cock is.
It's a gay bar that has very little rules in terms of, like, nudity and sexual activity in public.
Mm-hmm.
They even have a basement, which women are strictly not allowed to go into. So that's been my life.
So, okay, yeah, House of Yes on Thursdays, that's a big tip, that it's free.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so much fun.
Also, I do love Bubblegum Pop Party at Baby's All Right once a month. Phenomenal.
Okay.
So you like
the Brooklyn scene?
The Brooklyn scene's, yeah, better, I think. More space and just, like, better music. But mostly it's a dance, which I only go out if I want to dance.
Yeah.
I don't really go out to just, like, hang around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. All right, so... let's talk about dating. Where do we even begin?
I don't know. I think we should talk about my first boyfriend ever because it revealed a lot to me that now that I know about myself.
Okay.
And that I have mad commitment issues.
Okay.
And I get so overwhelmed by the idea of being tethered to someone.
Yeah.
Like I literally broke up with my 8th grade boyfriend because I felt overwhelmed. Do you imagine how many times we talk? Like, once a week, maybe. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, it's too much for me.
It's too much.
Like, that's ridiculous. So imagine.
It's literally 8th grade you. That's so funny.
So I look back, I'm like, wow, Sin, like, this has been you all along.
All along.
So
your, like, more serious
My more serious boyfriend was in high school in my junior year, and learned he liked me, and I was like, you know, he's really cute, I like him. We dated on and off for, like, 3 years, I guess, like, maybe 2.5. He was, because he was a year older, so we went to college, and we tried long distance, and we stopped, and then he tried again, and whatever.
Yeah.
And we're still friends. Like, we ended on a really friendly note,
yeah.
Which I kind of like, because I like the idea of still being friends with your ex.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I don't know why, but I kind of like the idea of them dating other people, and then them telling them about, like, telling me about the other person. So then I'm like, ooh, let me help you. But that's a kind of, it's kind of messed up. Like, it's really messed up if you think about it. But I'm like, I knew, like, there's a point where I knew my ex-boyfriend was dating someone.
Yeah.
And I kind of just wanted him to tell me about it so that we could just, like, talk about it. But then it made me feel like I was a special friend because he would not talk to me about the girl.
Okay.
And I was like, I just want to be, like, a homie again.
Yeah.
Not, we don't have to, like, have sex. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's, like, something I do expect of my...
Your
exes. But then my second boyfriend kind of just, like, happened, which was a very big fluke because I went to Hawaii.
Wait. Yes. Explain Hawaii really quickly.
So,
like...
for those who don't know about woofing, it's, like, when you go on a farm and, like, volunteer for a family. And I did something similar to woofing, just different organization. But I went to Hawaii not knowing this family mm-hmm. and just kind of wanted to have a summer where I work on a farm because I'm from New York City. I've never done that.
Yeah.
So I went to this macadamia nut farm, not really knowing what I was getting myself into. It was a lovely gay couple. They were two women. And they had the one of them, Martha, had two sons. And so I ended up at the last week that we were... So I was a great summer. It was phenomenal. I cracked nuts. Made a lot of nut puns.
Real nutcracker.
Yes.
Real nutcracker.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. There's a part where I had to blow nuts, and that was hysterical to me. The whole time I was, like, giggling. I was like, blowing nuts. Like, with a lawn, like with a leaf blower.
Okay.
But I was like, blowing nuts. So I became, like, really close to all the people. There were, like, two other volunteers at the time, too. And we all lived together in this, like, weird, like, curtained room.
Okay.
One room, just curtained segments of it.
Got it.
Yeah, and so the last week I was there, I kind of, like, made a more romantic relationship with one of the sons who works there. It was kind of, wow, you know, my love life is kind of sloppy.
Why do you say that?
I remember now, it's like, the first time I hooked up with him, this boy's, the same night I hooked up with his brother in front of him when he was dead-ass drunk and passed out.
Wait. Back up. What happened?
This was like a messy night.
Yeah.
It was like all at the farm.
And this, like, is like the last week you were there.
Yeah, like one of the last weeks. And I could kind of sense that the younger brother kind of liked me. And I was like, I could be into that.
Yeah.
He did have a girlfriend at the time, but, like, I knew things were on the rocks. And, like, I'm not one to, like, interfere by
yeah.
any means. But, like, if they make a move, I'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
That's not their own volition.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I will say this. And, I, you know, people can come for me about this. But, like, I truly think that... If you get with someone who's in a relationship, like, it's, like, 95% on them.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know what you're doing, but, like,
yeah.
It's really on that
yeah.
person.
It's one thing if you're, like, hunting
not.
Them down while
yeah.
they're in a relationship and they're, like,
oh,
please get
true,
away.
True, true.
But if it's...
If they're pursuing you,
yeah.
like,
no.
it's their fault.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen relationships in which, like, women get mad at the women that
yes,
hook
I mean,
up
like,
with their boyfriends, and I'm
so
like,
fucked up.
Why aren't you mad at your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like, this is what's messed up. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, sidebar.
Yeah.
We can go back.
No, but anyways, back to tequila.
Yeah, tequila night.
So, yeah, so the younger brother was, like, blackout drunk. Like, he was totally wasted. So, like, I think we, like, kissed that night, but
yeah.
I was like, well, you know, I didn't think much of it, and I probably don't think he remembered much of
yeah.
it. But
who
then
had a girlfriend.
But then the older brother, who's like 30, I'm 20 at the time.
Yeah. and how old is the younger brother?
He's 24, I think.
Okay.
So me and the older brother start talking. We're both drunk still.
Uh-huh.
He's like, let's do more shots. I was like, oh shit, I know where this is going. So yeah, so like we hook up next to passed out little brother.
Jesus Christ.
And then afterwards, I'm like, okay, so that was not that good. But then, like, we ended up, me and the younger one ended up forming a relationship to, like, you know, we, like, hooked up again and, like, for real, not drunk. And then I left Hawaii, and in my head, I was like, this is it. It was fun, but whatever, we're done.
Yeah.
By the way, he broke up with his girlfriend, like, a week after we hooked up, so I felt...
Yeah,
clarification. It was on the rocks, so whatever.
Yeah.
So
are you calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend?
No, not at all. Like, we're not exclusive by any means. Okay. Like, I could technically, if I wanted to, hook up with other people, yeah, but I wasn't. So, yeah. This is where he became my boyfriend because of practical reasons.
Okay.
That we had to stay at my aunt and uncle's for a night. And I was like, well, it's going to be weird if we're just friends, but I want to sleep in the same room with him.
Yeah.
So let's just say he's my boyfriend. And then we became official.
You were like, for practical
for
reasons.
For practical reasons, which is kind of messed up too, but whatever. So yeah, so then...
You seem to be falling into these relationships.
I literally fall so hard. But I was just like overwhelmed. I was like, I can't do this relationship. Like everything he said all of a sudden was just like, I was like, no, I hate this.
You got the ick.
The ick, yeah. I was like, he tried to touch my hand. I was like, oh God. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I hate all of this. Like, why do I hate it so much? But so
for then, those of you who don't know what the ick is, it's like when you're seeing someone and just like out of nowhere, you're like really not into it anymore. And everything they do really annoys you or really like turns you off.
Yeah.
That's the ick.
I never really heard of that. And now I'm like, I'm glad there's a word for it.
There's a word for it.
Yeah. I
got
that mad hard.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, this is bad. Like, I can't be in this relationship anymore. Now it's my senior year of college, and
yeah,
like, you know, fuck it all. Like, I don't need a relationship. Like, I clearly know that's not good for me.
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of regretted all that whole year of just, like, wasting my time with a guy that I was like, wow, I didn't, like, I think I fooled myself into liking him.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, all right, let me just, like, fuck around, have fun.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it is.
Senior year, fuck it.
Yeah, senior year.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, you haven't heard of that?
No, either? You have all the lingo for everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm really hip. I'm hip to the lingo. Sci-fi, senior year, fuck it.
Okay, I love it. Yeah, so I kind of did that, and I just, like, went out a lot, and, like, I got with, my, like, one of our, like, who's in our friend circle, and I went out with him a lot, just, like, with our other friend, and us three would always just, like, party together, and it was cool, and then... I could sense that he kind of liked me, and I was like, I could be for it. But sex was strange as fuck. Like, I was like, not doing this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're gonna get, like, into details, oblong dick. Like, no, can't do that. I'm done.
Oh, no!
And the weirdest
she
part...
She went there!
The weirdest part, though, the weirdest part is because we were such close friends, I knew everything about his sex life, and I knew he had an oblong dick. Like, I knew this going in, which made it 10 times weirder.
What do you mean by oblong?
It's just, it's crooked. It's crooked. It goes, when it's erect, it's crooked.
Okay.
So it's not straight up. It's just, like, to the
side,
and,
tilted.
Like, tilted, and, like, something a little curved.
A little curved?
Yeah.
Did it make things harder?
Well, you have to get in on a certain angle, and I was just like, I'm just, whatever. And also, this guy was like, since we are such good friends and talk about our sex life, like, I knew this going in. I also knew that he took so much pride in giving head. And then I was, like, so disappointed.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I was like, dude, why are you talking yourself up so much?
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. So then, yeah, so that was one thing. And then at the same time, I was also seeing this girl for the first time. So I'd never really seen girls before, but I was, like, always, I would always be open to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we hooked up, and then we, like, continued hooking up, like, semi-regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, like... This is honestly, like, there's only, like, 3 weeks left of school. There's not much left to do. So then all those things, like, fizzled out. And then we started into my summer, which was a summer to not remember. My whole thing is, like, I'm going to look back when I'm, like, 30 and be like, you know what, those were my 20s. That's it.
It's true.
It's only sad if I'm, like, 35 and still doing this, right?
I mean, maybe we just all need to act without, like,
yeah, just, like, don't...
with less volition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just, we should all just be a little crazier.
No, you just get, like, die in. I know, it's like, you have literally nothing to lose. Except maybe your dignity.
Let's get into the cop.
Okay, so, I go to Pride with my friends, and one of my friends was like, I want to have sex with a cop. And I was like, okay, like, he's foreign. He doesn't understand the American cops.
Yeah.
Especially
the NYPD is
yes,
particularly intense.
Yes, so we go up to this, like, gaggle of cops.
Yeah.
And my friend goes, my friend here is single, pointing to me. And I was like, hi.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, our friend here is single too. And I was like, oh shit. And then I go up to him and we talk because we're like kind of forced to talk by both parties. Are like, yeah, let's talk, make him talk.
Was he cute?
He was pretty cute. Okay, so I was like kind of drunk. So like my judgment a little skewed.
Right.
But like, you know, in my head, I was like, yeah, it's a classic white man.
Yeah.
And I was like, nothing bad, nothing good.
Just like classic.
Classic. Yeah. And then we exchanged numbers. And in my head, I'm like, yo, this guy's, like, this is funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. I was like, wow, I got a cop's number. Ha
yeah.
ha. But then he texts me that night, and he's like, hey, it's Brian. Oh, yeah. So then we, like, try to find time to meet. And then one night, we're going to Baby's All Right Bubblegum Pop Party.
All right.
So hyped, so ready, so drunk, hella drunk, way wasted.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, texting the cop. I'm like, yo, come through. He lives in Staten Island, by the way. So in my head, I was like, he's not coming through, whatever. And actually, this night, oh, God. So this night, I also sensed a sexual tension between me and my close friend's roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, something's happening here. Mm-hmm. That's kind of fun. Like, we were dancing together, and it was fun, it was cool. And then we actually kissed, which I kind of forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes later. More about that later.
More about that later.
But then the cop actually shows up. He, like,
from
texts me.
Staten
like,
Island.
Literally, I get texts being like, I'm here. I was like, oh my God, he's here.
Oh my God.
I was like, holy shit, he's here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what he looks like. I totally forget what he looks like. Who is he? And so in my head, I was like, you know what? Let's just, like, have sex with the cop real quick, get him out of here. That was my first thought.
Oh
and
my
I,
God.
And I cannot believe myself. Oh God. But anyways, we end up hooking up in the back of his car. It's a Subaru. I was so disappointed.
Oh man.
Yeah, no.
He didn't bring the cop.
No
car.
Taser, no handcuffs. I was like, this is the worst thing that could have happened. So
you're like, this is so, white bread.
White bread. And I was like, I just don't need this right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, we hook up, it was fine, and then he drives me home, which was nice.
Oh, that's
free
nice.
Free ride home.
That's great. Nice.
But then I also feel really guilty because I kissed this other guy. So I text him being like, I really like you, let's hang out sometime.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you free tomorrow? I was like, yeah. So the next day, we go to the park and it's a beautiful date and like whole day that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I'm like swept off my feeling. Like, this guy's great.
Yeah.
So then we start dating and we date for 4 months.
And
things fucking explode. Yeah, it was like, a lot.
And then I get a text that's like, Ariana, I'm ready to come on your podcast.
literally that. I was like, yo, I'm single now, so.
I mean, it wasn't even that. You were like, I'm ready to come on the podcast. I was like, wait a second. Like, you've been cuffed for the past 4 months. Are you good? Like, what happened?
No, just get me on the podcast.
And we're here now, so.
Yeah, yeah, so that's a long... The short story, long story short.
Long story short.
Of my love life.
Whole entire love life.
Of my, actually, that is my whole entire love life. Like, I honestly don't, have many, like, hookups. Like, I literally said all my hookups in this story. Like,
well, I mean, you kind of, like, seems like you hit this streak your senior year where you were like, you know what? Like, this is time for me.
Yeah.
And for me to figure out, like, what I want to do. And, like, you just
went
ahead and did it.
Exactly.
And now I think you're, like... Back in it.
Yeah, I'm back in it.
You're back in it. So, like,
hey,
slide
Kat,
through. Slide through in the DMs. But, I think that's totally
if
valid.
You're a cop,
like, if you're a
really
cop
slide in.
And you have a car, like a cop car.
And you have a taser, I'll totally take that any day. All right.
But, like, we could do a little role play.
I'm good at role play.
Yeah, so. I mean, at the end of the day... I think everybody should have, like a time in their life where they experiment and they're, like, truly free.
Yeah.
Like, to just do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to learn so much about yourself in that experience. Like, that's why when you see people in relationships, like, for so long or go from, like, one relationship to another and, like, there's never that time to, like, have that self-exploration, I think there's always going to be some sort of, you know, what if or doubt in your mind or, like... Like, it's good to be, like...
You have to be single for
you
a bit.
Have to be single
like, you
for
have to be
bit.
Able to also...
And, like, really be single.
Yeah, like, really know how it's like to live alone.
Yeah.
Like, just be with yourself. You have to be comfortable with yourself before you can be comfortable with anyone else. Like, that's... I truly believe that.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you looking for right now, if anything?
Something fun. Like, yeah. Fun, casual, it's cool.
Yeah.
I just want to be someone, like, it'd be really cool if we could just be friends, too. Like, friends with benefits is, like, my favorite thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't seem to be able to handle that, so.
It is, can be so quick to destroy a friendship.
And you know how I also destroyed it in the way, like, we were talking about love, and I was saying how, like, I don't really know my definition of love.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really easy to separate, like, emotional love and physical love.
Okay.
Like, for me personally,
yeah.
Like, I can, like, it's very easy for me not to get attached in, like, either, like, they don't have to be attached.
So do you think if you fall in love with someone, it's like, it's having both, the physical love and
the emotional
love?
I guess so. I think the hardest part for me too is like, all the relationships I've been in, the serious ones,
yeah.
I have said I love you. All three of them.
Yeah.
Was I the first one to say it? No. So then I always question, like, did I really love them or did I love them because they love me? And that's like a big ass thing. You know? So, yeah, thinking about that, like,
do you think you've ever been in love?
Like, I think so. I think the thing is, like, I consider love like care. Like, this is a thing for me. It's like my love for my sexual partner or like my romantic partner is the same love for my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And like the person who I just broke up with, like, he did not understand that. He's
yeah.
like our love is a love. And then like what I think about my friends is totally different, where I'm like, my friends can support me emotionally the way you support me emotionally.
Yeah.
So I don't need both technically, you
yeah.
know, like, I'll care for you and I'll love you.
Yeah.
But that's the same exact love that I have for my best friends.
Yeah.
Like, cause like anything bad that happens to you, I'm here for you. Anything
yeah.
like, you know, like I'm supporting you 100% and I'm here for you 100%, but like, that's how I see love.
Yeah.
And nothing more than that. And whereas like some people see it as this like floating thing in the air that, like, I don't know, it's like intangible and just happens. And I'm like, I just like can't, I don't know. Like I understand like the heart beating kind of thing.
No. And I also think
but.
That there's like a big difference between like being in love and loving someone.
Yes.
And when I was in my last relationship and we like were together, but then had to break up because it was like, I was leaving like London where he lived and
yeah.
like we weren't going to do long distance, or so we thought.
Yeah.
Long story. but like the night before, like a few nights before I left and like we parted ways, like knowing that we weren't going to be together, like we talked about it and I was like, look, like we were dating for like 2 months and I was like, I'm not ready to say that I love you because I don't know that yet.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if I'm in love with you, but I definitely have a lot of love for you.
Mm.
And, like,
yeah.
he was kind of in the same place as me, too.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that was just, like, the best way to put it. It was, like,
yeah.
I had so much love for him, and, like, I would still care for him and, like, think of him, like, in a way
yeah.
that I have love for my friends
yeah.
or love for
yeah.
my family. Like, you can have so much love for someone, but to be in love with someone
yeah.
is so different.
See, I don't think I understand this. I think the times that I've been in love are the times that I'm oblivious. Like, I get swept away, and then these are the times I get sucked in, and they're like, be my girlfriend. Okay, cool. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, and then, because then I snap out of it at a certain point.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, whoa, like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And I feel like those are the times I am in love.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's, like, for the wrong reasons or whatever, but, like, I am in love.
I honestly think it's stronger to have love for a person
yes,
than to be
for sure.
in love.
It's way more, like, long-lasting.
Yeah.
But,
like, if you could piece together your perfect...
My
like,
perfect relationship?
Yeah, like, what would that consist of right now?
Oh, God.
Like, what would work for you right now?
I think it would have to be... It would have to be an open relationship, I think. Not
yeah.
because also, like, I want to sleep with other people,
yeah.
but I have to know that, like, it's a... One, it's okay to sleep with other people.
Yeah.
And then also just, like, knowing I'm not tethered to them. Like, I hate that. Like, I hate being, like, don't you ever feel, like, if you're in a relationship and you're going, like, when you, even if the person is not there, they are there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know? They're always there.
For sure.
Like, they're always either watching you behind your back or in front of you or on top of you or behind you.
Like, I mean, I don't feel that anxious about it, but, like, when I'm in a relationship, I obviously, like.
But their presence is there.
Their presence is there. Like, it was so weird to me. Going out for the first time, like, without my boyfriend with me, and, like, but being in a relationship, I was, like, it's not like I went out in the first place to,
yeah.
like, meet people,
yeah.
but you're just way more cognizant of
yeah.
the way you act, and, like, the way you come off, and the way that people approach you.
Yes.
Like, it was stuff that I had never noticed before, that I was, like, wait, but
yeah.
I'm not single, and so, like, the way I act needs to be different inherently,
yeah.
and, like, that's always going to be in the back of my head.
Yeah, so, like, the person's influence is always there, no matter
yeah,
what, like,
it's
even if they're not there. So, like, my past relationship, the guy was, like, I want you to have your freedom, and I was, like, you don't understand that, like, even if you say I have freedom, like,
you're still there.
Like, they're still here in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm not with you, you are there. Even
yeah.
if I'm thinking about you, I know I'm thinking about you. Like,
yeah.
it's weird, but it's there.
But, yeah. I mean, fresh off of a breakup, seems like you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, you know, you get distractions. I think distractions really help. Like, when I just spent a week in Colorado, mm-hmm. and I had nothing to really do, and that was bad.
But, yeah.
Because when you think about
things, oh my God, when you're alone with your thoughts,
it's the worst thing in the world.
It's the worst. So, okay, you haven't really been meeting people off of, like, dating apps.
No, actually, I have. I tried dating apps, like, I made, like, an account on Hinge,
mm-hmm.
And then nothing came of it. Yes. I think I had a half a conversation where I'm like, hey, what's up? And that's
yeah.
it. Like, I'm really bad at, like, I can text, but, like, I don't like the small talk.
Small
talk.
Yeah.
So, I don't
Yeah,
really
we were
to
talking
that.
About this earlier. Like,
yeah.
I'm starting to get pretty fed up, too, with all the small talk.
Yeah.
I'm like...
That's why you gotta bounce.
Oh, yeah. It's my duty as a dating podcast to talk about all of the dating apps and methods of meeting people, I think, in New York. So we've talked about Bumble and Hinge and Tinder and the
Field?
League. We have not talked about
that
Field.
After.
I think I've mentioned Raya once. Raya's like a dating app for quote-unquote creatives, but it's like... It's a dating app for influencers and celebrities, essentially.
Right, cool.
And then we got Field.
Field.
Yeah.
Threesome app.
It is, yeah.
Or, like, whatever you want.
It's kind of whatever you
want
it to be.
It's kind of whatever you want.
It's, like, I think the premise started off as a threesome
yeah.
app.
Yeah, but it's kind of been more broad now.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's, like, couples looking for an extra person to just, like, have fun with.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, like, an orgy.
Yeah. You can, like, couple up with someone on the app.
You can also just, like, find one person, which I think is, like, why are you on this app, dude?
Yeah. Well, I think it's also an app for people who are, like, kinkier.
Yes. Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
way more accepting
yeah, yeah.
of, like, sexual
yes, definitely. They,
kinks or...
Like, one of the things you have to, like, you don't have to do, but, like, they allow you to do is, like, say what kind of kinks you're into.
Yeah.
So, like, I was on it, and, like, you know, people have, like... they're just out in the open with all the
yeah.
things. And I'm like, all right, cool.
And then there's Bounce.
Yeah.
Which started a few years ago, and, like, I got on the beta of it, and I never really used it. But it's an app in which, like, they kind of give you 2 minutes to look at a profile and decide whether or not you're interested in going
mm-hmm.
on a date with them.
Yeah.
And there's no talking. It's just once you match... The app will send you a bar that you would meet at and, like, gives you the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what time you would be meeting at. So you bounce with the intention of, like, going on a date probably, like, the following day.
Yeah. And they tell you, because when it's open, they'll be, like, open for Monday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So you have to be like, okay, Monday 7 p.m. Oh, I'm free. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
So, like, let's set a date for them.
Yeah.
Grindr,
obviously, for queer
but
people.
But honestly, like, my friends who are on Grindr, they don't like Grindr. They usually, one of my friends uses Tinder. He matched with Todrick Hall on Tinder.
Really?
Yeah. And then since I'm such a great communicator
yeah.
and he's really bad, I, like, texted Todrick Hall.
That's
through
fun.
Him. I was like, this is great.
That's really, did they ever meet?
No, the things didn't really work. Todrick Hall would only booty call him.
Okay.
And he was like, But, I mean, he would have, but he was, like, asleep.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, love is in the air.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
I've never used the apps. All these people have not been through apps.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Do you see yourself being in, like, a relationship with a woman?
I don't know. I don't, like as of right now, I don't really see it.
Yeah.
And it's not, like... I never, like, formally, like, came out in any way because
yeah.
I didn't feel like it was necessary, especially, like, I'm just grateful my parents were pretty liberal and, like, whatever, they deal with it.
Yeah. Do they know?
Yeah, they know. And they just kind of don't question it.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It seems like them.
Yeah, that's literally what they would do. Like, in my head, I was like, they're just going to be like, okay, cool. And then I tell them, they're like,
okay, cool.
Like, okay, yeah. Yeah, so, like, I'm blessed for that. So, like, I don't really feel like there's anything official, like...
Yeah.
And because of that also, I feel like whatever I'm doing now is, like, somewhat experimental,
mm-hmm.
but then also, I would be open to being in a relationship with someone if it felt right.
Yeah.
But I think for me, it's, like, I like people. So, like, you know, if I like you enough and I want to spend
enough
time
with
you. Yeah,
a person is a person. But, like, for our listeners, like, if
yeah.
there are any women who are interested.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think I'd be, yeah, I'm open to it. I'm
yeah.
open. Like, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
That's where I stand.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, I'm very much go with the flow.
You're so go with the flow.
It's my biggest fault, actually.
But it's also your biggest, like,
it makes me
not
chill.
Fault.
Yes.
What's, like, I don't know what that word is.
Strength?
Strength is also your biggest strength. So, you're a writer.
Yes.
I think you could give some, like, good tips to our listeners on how to text and or sext properly to the best of their abilities. I don't know if you have any advice.
Yes. So as someone who's been in some long-distance relationships, I've had a thorough amount of sexting experience. Because, like, how else do you keep a fun relationship going?
That's true.
And I think, like, there's definitely... You first have to, like, suss out where that person is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like sometimes it's fun to, like, sext at work. But if that other person's not into it, don't go for it.
Right.
But, like, sometimes it can be fun and kinky, you know? Like, so, like... So I've had, like, I think, like, themes are great. Like,
okay.
So, like, with the cop, it was, like, cop theme. Like, I'm, like, tase me, like, cuff me, all that shit. Uh-huh. Now, like, you know, I'm an American.
I'm an American. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. This.
You're
this
like, man. I love civil liberties. Like.
I did say that.
Oh, my God.
I was like,
whisper my rights in my ear.
Literally, though. I was like, no, I said that.
So I guess, like, find a point of relation.
Yeah, find a point of relation. You know, whenever I'm bored, I always think, like, about this, this, and this, and this. You know, and, like, something very graphic.
Okay.
And I think it's also good to, like, even out the amount of, like, being graphic versus being vague and just flirty. Because there's definitely a balance to it. Because if someone, especially, like, for me, like, if someone's only sexting me graphic stuff, I'm like, yo, this is too much, you know? Say you're both in bed, and you'd be like, you know, if you were here, I'd be doing this. Like, it's very conventional stuff. But, like, I think you have to be very suave with the graphic parts.
Okay.
Because, like, you don't want to be, like...
Too graphic.
Yeah, and also it's like, and you don't want to be too vague either. You just be like, I'm gonna fuck you so hard. Like... It's vague in the sense it's like, okay, so now it's over.
Yeah.
So your conversation's not over because you already fucked them.
Yeah. Oh, true.
So you have to, like, do the lead-ups,
you
know?
It's all about foreplay.
It's all about foreplay.
Linguistic foreplay.
It's all about, it's actually, you know, that's so true. Because it's all, because once you have sex in the text.
It's done.
It's done. And you can't just, like, go back on your word. And be like, oh, but now we're back.
That's true. You gotta craft a narrative, I guess.
Yeah, it's all about crafting the narrative. So, like, just having a really big build. The build is everything.
We're gonna answer some of the poll questions on my Instagram. So at drinks.first on Instagram, we put up a lot of really fun poll questions, and they're usually based off of, like, past episodes and whatnot. So if you guys want to join in on the fun, you know, follow at drinks.first on Instagram and participate. Okay. Do you know what the power of the pass is?
Like, passing on someone?
Yeah, but, like, the power of the past?
No.
Okay. Most people said no, and I had a lot of people ask me, like, what it was, so I think maybe I'll talk about it really quickly. In your situation, let's say, you're constant, like, you're always the one being pursued, mm-hmm. there is power in, like, saying no.
Mm, yes.
they
put you in the power when, like, they're clearly making themselves vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you're like... I can decide.
Yeah. Like, the other night, me and my friends, we were at Soho House, and this guy approached one of my friends, started talking to her. He was nice. And then when he left, he, like, gave her his number and was like, text me if you guys are going out. Like, he was with a group of guys. And I asked her, I was like, yo, like, what do you think? And she was like, honestly, he had small hands. And she's like, I don't really think I'm, like, into it.
Yeah.
But she was like, should I text him? I'm bored. And I'm like, dude, like, what's the point?
Mm.
Like, power of the past.
I think I really need to know this.
Yeah.
Because I
it's
feel
a valuable,
like,
lesson.
I like
it's
how,
like,
you call it power because to me, I'm like, I have to say yes.
No, but you don't.
I know, but I don't.
You don't have to say yes. And even with her, I was like, you don't have to text him.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not into it and you're just bored, like, then you're kind of just stringing him along anyway, and it'll probably get annoying for you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of power in saying no to something, and that just helps you figure out more, like, okay, like, what you want. And it can feel good. I know it sounds bad, but, like, it can feel good to say no to someone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it could be just as gratifying to say no than to say yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like that.
Power of the past.
Cool.
Do you follow people on Instagram that you've hooked up with?
Mm. Well, yes, but well, not hooked up with. Like, I dated. Like, I still follow my ex boyfriend.
Okay.
But then, oh, it's so bad. I follow like probably two people. And then the other ones have either blocked me or deleted their Instagrams.
Oh, God.
Blocking, only one person's blocked me.
Oh, my God.
Me. So petty.
I get blocking, but I think it's such an aggressive move.
It's so aggressive.
I feel like block someone if something has gone really, really wrong. Yeah. Like, maybe they've harmed you or, like, in some way or another, like actually harmed you. But if you just broke up with someone, like, there are other ways to, like, not
so
see their
petty.
Shit.
They also
besides
deleted
blocking.
All pictures of me they had. Like,
okay,
I like,
that's
I was
a
like,
lot.
Yo, like, I'm keeping your picture on my Instagram. It's not petty as shit.
Yeah, that's a lot. A lot of these questions were about the last episode, which was about an open relationship. Mm. And so, I mean, I feel like you already answered all of that. Have you ever been to Brooklyn Boulders?
Oh, yes.
I feel like you have been there.
I have. Actually, I work right by a Brooklyn Boulders.
A lot of people say that it's the best place to meet people.
You know, that's where my brother met someone.
Really?
Yeah, but she happened to be in a relationship, so it sucks for him. But he did. But they're still, like, really close.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he had a hollow crush on her for a bit.
Aw.
I know, it's cute.
Guys.
I was like, where'd you guys meet?
Brooklyn Boulders.
not Brooklyn Boulders, but rock climbing.
Okay, yeah, rock climbing. Rock climbing. This is, like, the third episode this has come up. So, that's that. If you don't kiss on the first date, is it not a big deal, or is it a red flag?
Not a big deal.
Have you slept with someone on the first date?
Yeah, I don't think we even had a date.
How many dates would you go on before, like, sleeping with someone? Doesn't matter, yeah, right?
Like, I mean, like, ideally, if I were to be, like, make it fun,
yeah,
I'd wait, because it'd be like, ooh, tension.
Yeah.
But then also, like, there's putting a lot of pressure on, like, if they're good at sex or if I'm good, like, if it works, you know, like, there's a lot
You're
of
like,
more...
I just want to know.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, is this going to be good or is this going to be bad?
How many dates would you go on without sleeping together before you're over it?
Like, four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say four. If I'm really interested in them. If I'm still not sold, once I'm sold, I'm like, yeah, we got to sleep together.
Yeah. So the next section of things we're going to do is called Shots. It's a segment in which we just ask this or that questions. It's going to be rapid fire.
I thought we're taking shots.
I mean, we can. Okay, rapid fire. Hot chocolate or coffee?
Coffee.
Day or night?
Day.
Text message or call?
Call.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Book or movie?
Ooh, movie.
Reading or writing?
Writing.
Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Money or fame?
Ooh, I think I'd take fame.
Interesting. Bagels or toast?
Bagels.
Oh, of course, it's gotta be bagels for you. Pasta or pizza?
Pizza.
Okay, if you had a boat, what would you name it?
My ass.
My ass? D's nuts, like, well, you're never gonna buy a boat, so thank you so much for joining us today, telling us your stories and being vulnerable and whatnot. If you guys are interested in meeting her, you can slide in the DMs at drinks.first on Instagram. Give us a follow while you're there, because why not?
Do it.
You can find all that information on the How to Side highlight on Instagram. If you don't have an Instagram, you can send an email to drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com.
Ooh, imagine a sexting email.
I'm not gonna say anything, but I have gotten interesting emails on that email before.
Sex email?
Sex mail.
Sex mail.
Right, duh.
Okay.
So you can email, you can slide in the DMs, and if you like the podcast, make sure to follow, subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you're listening on. If you're on Apple, leave a rating, leave a review. I would absolutely love that. And beyond that,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, drinks first. We'll see you guys next week.